You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN. In the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Christine Weston, the founder of DivorceResource.com.au, author of the incredibly practical resource book, The First Steps Through Separation and Divorce, and designer of the Split Kit, an innovative software program that helps couples to save time and money by managing their own divorce property settlements. Real life stuff. And Christine, we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming out today as well. Now, for starters, what was the motivation for putting together all the resources you've developed on the Divorce Resource website?
Well, as you might have already guessed, it was living and learning through my own divorce experience. And that was a good few years ago now, but the lessons were very hard learned at the time, and they have stayed with me. So once it was all over, I found I was living a much happier and more authentic life, and I guess because of that, I became a bit of a magnet for people who were going through the same thing themselves. And I found that through the mistakes I'd made, I was really able to help those people to get through that in a more effective way. So in my case, far too much time and money and negative energy was spent just arguing the point about things that in the end proved to be irrelevant. And of course, the lawyers, although, you know, in their own way were excellent, they're really only ever acting on the client's instructions. So if either of us felt as though it was something untoward and we wanted an explanation from the other one, instead of the lawyers outright telling us this and that's not relevant, let it go, they'd fire off a letter to the other side, and that was closely followed by a fee account to us. And it ended up, you know, 4 years in the making. We got a consent order, and quite frankly, it wasn't worth the paper that it was written on a couple of years later. So I would really like to help other people to avoid those sorts of silly mistakes. I thought about it long and hard. Did I want to put my face and my name into the divorce realm? Because there's a little bit of negativity about it, I thought. But when I realized what I had that and what I'd been able to develop could really help people, that changed my mindset, and I thought, no, actually, this is a really positive thing to be doing, and I'm really, you know, I'm proud of it, and I'm really thrilled to have it out there in the marketplace.
And I'm sure it's most helpful as well. Now, does a couple need a lawyer to get through the divorce process? What is your take on that?
Well, if you ask the lawyers, I'm sure they'll all tell you yes. Essentially, it is a legal process. And to get through a divorce and a property settlement, and also if you're formalizing the arrangements for your children, that is a legal process. And most people would definitely benefit from some involvement from a lawyer. However, for most people in the Australian family law situation, a lawyer isn't the first person you need. So you might perhaps benefit more initially at the outset from seeing a counsellor or a coach to help you deal with your emotional state. Separating is a really traumatic time for most people. And although lawyers see a lot of different financial scenarios, and many of them are quite well-versed, they're typically not financial experts either. And a lot of the negotiation in a property settlement, a lot of the angst for people is around the finance issues. So you might benefit from the services of a neutral financial expert. And then you come to the point of drawing up an agreement that is going to be legally binding, and that's when you definitely should be taking advice from a lawyer to make sure that that agreement is legally binding. It's not going to come back and bite you in a few years' time. So, yes, you'd benefit. You definitely benefit from some involvement from a lawyer, but it's definitely, in my view, not the first person you should run to.
In the innovative software program that you've designed, how does the Split Kit save a couple time and money?
Okay, well, as I've said, you know, most couples will benefit from taking professional advice, and be that from a lawyer or a finance expert. The fact is that those professionals can't offer advice that's specific to a couple's particular circumstances unless they know exactly what those circumstances are. So in order to create that snapshot of the personal, family life and financial life, the traditional way is to sit in front of a lawyer and that they'll just ask you, do you have any assets, do you have any liabilities, and then all the little nitty-gritty details that go along and follow on from that. And, of course, while they're doing that, they have to do that. They can't advise you otherwise, but they are charging you their professional hourly rate for what's essentially basically admin work. And that sort of split kit guides people through doing that part of the process themselves, collecting all the information that the experts need, and it produces a summary of separation report, which gives that information to the experts in a way that they're used to seeing it and that they respect and can then go on to advise from. Essentially it takes a lot of control back to the couple, or at least one party in the couple, to collect all that information and get it ready and get themselves organised before they go to seek advice. So when they go, they're paying from the outset they're paying the professional rate for professional advice and not for doing admin.
Today we are speaking with Christine Weston, the founder of DivorceResource.com.au here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Christine, can the split kit be used by only one person or by both parties?
Okay, Eric, ideally we would love to see this being used by both parties. If they're amicable enough to share information, that would be ideal. So what happens if individuals go off to separate lawyers, they have to go through that discovery process to get all of the information. And sometimes there are discrepancies in what one lawyer will collate compared to the other. And then there's a whole lot of to-ing and fro-ing and letters and accounts to the clients for making that information, so everybody gets on the one page and they've got a basis for negotiation. So if a couple are amicable enough that they can either sit together or at least liaise through email or, some form of communication, they can collate this information and produce the one summary of separation report that they then may start to work on themselves or take to their independent lawyers. That is really ideal. Of course, there are cases where a couple can't or just won't work together, and that's when the split kit comes into its own with some of the other features that allow the couple to, say, share contact information of all the family contacts, so they don't actually have to speak to each other when a child needs to go to a music lesson or they need a babysitter, or those basic things that can sometimes cause conflict between, separating people. And then, of course, unfortunately, family violence is a serious issue in our society, and in those cases it's almost certainly going to be the case that there is only one party using the software. And that's when the violence and abuse register is incredibly useful. It allows the user who's using the product to build an admissible body of searchable evidence. And I don't think I mentioned earlier that all forms of data, such as photos, videos, screenshots, scanned documents, they can be attached to the individual records. So a valuation could be attached to an asset, for example. And in the family violence register, powerful pieces of evidence like photos, videos, recordings, they can be attached to these incident reports as well. So ideally we'd love to see couples using the split kit together, but if that's not the case, it can still be a very powerful tool for just one person.
Lastly, what's the first step you would recommend for someone who has just been separated?
Well, take a really deep breath and sit down for a while, probably. In light of the last part of our conversation, the family violence issue, it has to ensure that the personal safety of yourself and children. But assuming that family violence isn't at play, I would say ensure that both parties have access to enough funding for reasonable living expenses, and then really slow things down. Oh, and of course, make sure that the children are being adequately cared for and that they have access to both parents. But then really slow things down and don't rush decisions. Equally important, don't do nothing. But as a priority, just make sure the basic living expenses are taken care of, that the children are taken care of, and then be really kind to yourself. It's probably taken a really long time to erode their relationship to the point where you can't live together anymore. And so it's unreasonable to expect that that's going to be a quick process of getting through that. So it's really important in those early stages to focus on your emotional state so that you can get yourself to a calm enough state of mind where you're able to compromise, to see a way forward and to negotiate an outcome that's in the best interest for everybody. It's far better to reach a compromise that you can live with in a reasonable time frame rather than wasting years of your life and tens of thousands of dollars going backwards and forward through the courts. So I'd say take a deep breath, slow down, and really work on your emotional state.
Well, Christine, it certainly has been great to have had you and thankful to introduce these valuable resources for those that find themselves going through divorce, which is unfortunate, but is a real life situation. And there is the need without a question with what you have developed here. It is divorceresource.com.au. Christine, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's been great to talk to you.
And the pleasure has certainly been mine as well. We have been speaking with Christine Weston, the founder of divorceresource.com.au, author of the incredibly practical resource book, The First Steps Through Separation and Divorce, and designer of the Split Kit, an innovative software program helping couples to save time and money by managing their own divorce property settlements. And once again, for more information, visit divorceresource.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.